Wahoo caters your Super Football party at the end of the year. The Wahoo Manhattan Pro Football Pick'em Challenge. Log on and win.
Welcome back to K-Man's In Focus as we continue our conversation here with Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. And, yes, Dave, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I had a caller that wasn't able to continue the conversation on the air, but suggested why does Riley County at least not agree to looking into this in principle to possibly have this Junietta Road extension over to Marlette to be shovel-ready? To start making those plans to look into it. Now, I know that there's a lot of money that needs to go into the engineering side of it, which is probably a big part of that.
Well, yeah, I understand that part, but you know, once it gets started, it seems to want to take its shape and go do. You still got the idea that Junietta Road does go to a certain point and then turns north, and they still get to Riley County. By going down under the dam over there, and it comes out at Barnes Road. So there's still that they can do, but it's all gravel. And if Pott County wanted to do that and improve that road, there's no problem. They can do that.
Okay.
Yep. All righty. Obviously, an interesting topic here. Wanted to talk to you a little bit about health care. I know you guys have had some updates here from the Riley County Health Department. Jennifer Green, I guess, came out last week to talk about some legislative items that she wants you guys to support. Was there anything that you saw last week that you could get behind? Or?
Oh, yeah. Everything she's brought to us, we can do. She's really done great. Since we took over the health department, that was in 2016, I believe, that we took that over. And at that, the city was with us on it, but then we got that part added back to us that we had to do. And that's the part that along with the ambulance service, we got a double dealing where we had to really fight on the taxes thing to make this work. She's done a great, great job. She's really done great getting grants. In other words, money from the federal government that comes through the state that taxpayers, we don't have to raise here. Mm-hmm. It's already tax money, but it's coming down in grants, and we don't have to pay it back. So she's really done great with that, and she's got a lot of programs. And hopefully here by next year, I know I said it before, but it's been prolonged a little bit and been delayed, probably in 19. We will probably be accredited in one of the few counties, and when I say few, less than five, are accredited in the state in health department. And we should have that within another year.
Well, that's so, good.
And be, you know, even the state's not accredited right now, as I understand it.
Okay. We have another caller here on the line. I have a feeling we may be switching topics here. Good morning. You're on In Focus here on News Radio K-Man.
Good morning. Sorry to keep going back to this, but back to 24 and building over there. And Commissioner, I really have to kind of take you to task for what you said. You said it's adequate for now.
It was the state and the federal highway departments that declared it that.
Yes, I understand that, sir. It is adequate for now, but that seems to be the attitude. And I blame Pott County for a lot of this, but I think we are to blame for some of this also. We keep repeating that. We keep saying, well, it's okay for now, but in 20 years, it's going to be gridlock out there. You are not going to be able to move, and it's just going to be more expensive to build anything out there the longer that you wait. And as long as people like you have this attitude that it's adequate for now, we'll be fine, we'll patch it together, nothing is going to get done. We need people that are going to go out and grab the bull by the horns and say, let's get out there and let's figure out how to get this done, whether it's through state money or federal money or levering NBAF and their connections to get some of these things done. But to continue to just stick your head in the sand and say, well, it's fine for now, is not going to solve this problem. It's only going to make it worse. And like I said, I'm more annoyed at Pott County. They want it both ways. They want all the housing out there and all the property taxes, but they don't want to build the infrastructure. So somebody's going to have to start pushing on this, sir. And whether it's Riley County or whether it's getting people over there to start looking at it, you cannot continue to just leave it as it is. So there's my rant for the day. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. It's an interesting concept, but most of that is in Pott County, and we can't do anything about it.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, he brought up some good points there. Is it more important to be proactive, though, knowing all the stuff that's coming into with NBAF and everything, rather than reacting when it's too late?
Well, if it wasn't the fact that Juniata Road is real high and tall, mm-hmm. and Riley County is down below, then the cost of that bridge is going to be mainly on Riley County. And at this point, I can't see that we have the money to spend on that when we're trying to get our infrastructure here set.
All right, very good. Well, definitely an interesting topic here and a lot of good conversation about that, and we're about out of time here on In Focus. Marvin, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the program today, and we'll look forward to talking to you sometime down the road.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
All right.
Again, appreciate it.
Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez, our guest here today on In Focus.
And later this morning, we will have today's In Focus posted on our website at newsradiokman.com. Tomorrow, we'll hear from folks from Pottawatomie County Schools. Wamego School Superintendent Tim Winter, Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan will also talk about the upcoming Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program. Jack Lindquist and Margaret Pendleton will be here as a part of KMAN's In Focus tomorrow. Thanks to Brandon Peoples, I'm Dave Lewis. CBS News at the top of the hour. Bring us up to date on a horrific situation in California. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and The Game coming this afternoon to you at 4 on KMAN.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN.